and welcome to the headquarters. I'm Justin B. Hedding, and today we're talking about a new Killer Spider movie called Sting. Sting centers around a spider which crash lands on Earth in a meteor, with this great visual gag where it's made to seem like it's this big giant meteor, and then it's just this tiny little thing smaller than a golf ball that crash lands inside of a tiny house. Then we move along to this old woman who has short-term memory loss and actually has phone numbers and such written on post-it notes put up on the walls. And she hears this banging in the heating ducts and decides to call an exterminator. And then when the exterminator arrives, there's this great gag where the exterminator sees that there's a van for a rival company out front and chides her for calling a rival company when he's the go-to exterminator for her. But that also lets you in on the idea that she might have done this at least a few times prior to this. But then we jump back in time with this young preteen girl named Charlotte, which is a nice little nod to Charlotte's Web. She finds the spider and befriends it, and at this time the spider is still a normal size. And then she names the spider Sting, after Bilbo Baggins' sword from the novel The Hobbit, which is shown on her bookshelf. So she starts to feed Sting, and then finds that he's starting to grow larger and larger, until his appetite starts to match his size. And as a result, he terrorizes his way through this apartment complex. I loved this movie. And along with a lot of the horror movies that I've gone to see in theaters these last few months, 2024 is turning out to be a really great year for horror movies, independent horror movies in particular. I love the characters. Alila Brown is great as Charlotte. She's just a smart, well-written character. She actually tries to help her stepdad out, who's a comic book artist, and makes suggestions that could make his work even better if he would take any of her suggestions. Eventually, she has to face off against Sting, you know, and becomes the heroine who quickly figures out that when people are starting to become encased in Sting's webs, which of course have become super thick, almost impenetrable, that, you know, one of the ways to defeat it is to mix water with mothballs and just spray the webs to break them loose. Then you have the stepdad, who's also a great character, who's just trying to make ends meet as a comic book artist, who's also doing these odd jobs throughout the apartment complex just to make a living and just make it through life. And, you know, he just wants Charlotte to accept him into his life with open arms, you know. So then there's also a next-door neighbor who studies spiders and just has this perfect deadpan delivery to every single one of his lines. It's hysterical. I laughed every time he said anything. It was just pitch perfect. But another pitch-perfect character who also steals the show at times is the Exterminator character, who his reactions to every single moment in this film are also just fantastic and great. Then you also have the grandma who suffers from short-term memory loss, who there's never a dull moment with her. Like, there's one moment in particular near the beginning where when she calls the Exterminator, completely forgets about him. So when he gets attacked by the spider and there's like rumbling in the background, she just finds a movie on TV. She's watching The Creature Walks Among Us. She just sits there, and when she hears the rumbling in the background, she actually tells them to shush. It's hysterical. The film also uses some well-rendered CG effects. It always just seems to strike the right balance and fit within the world of the film itself. There's also some fun spider kills, particularly one in which a widow is killed by Sting in her bathroom. Then you also have the finale where they have to fight Sting in the basement. That's also just a great standout scene. I love this movie. I think if there was any flaws with the film, it would just be that the drama between the stepdad and Charlotte's mom does border on getting a little overbearing on the film itself. That's really my only gripe with this film. But honestly, it's a very satisfying film with a great finale. I would give it a 9 out of 10. You know what? I'm sorry. I need to go back there, because this is actually my first 9 out of 10 I've given in one of my reviews, and I think I need to make that a little more special. So here's my first ever 9 out of 10. As a little added bonus, this is Sandy. Sandy? Sandy, say hello to the world. So that's the review, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. What did you think of Sting, if you've seen it? Or what's your favorite spider-related monster movie? Whatever it is, just comment down below. And as always, I'm Justin B. Heading, and I hope to welcome you back into the headquarters sometime soon.